So, welcome. Can you all hear me with this mic? Okay, it's just I can't move, right? No dancing around, right? It's always good to see your wonderful faces. The best part of Unity Church of Light is the people that come in here, and it warms my heart every time to see all of you. I see one new face. Welcome. We're glad to have you here, and if you can, join us after church for some refreshments downstairs. Maybe you could get to know us a little bit. We're pretty good. It's going to be a good Sunday morning. Jackie's going to give us the message in a little while. Our new guest doesn't know that I'm not Reverend Karen, like it says I'm supposed to be. My name is Pat Swinger. I haven't done this in a while, so forgive me. But I've got to tell you how that came about for me to be here. Because yesterday, Lewis and I were working on the house, and during a lunch break, I said, you want to go to church tomorrow morning? He said, sure. Of course, he's not here. That's another whole story. But after we said that, I got to thinking to myself, gee, Reverend Karen's supposed to be the platform this morning. I hope she's feeling better, good enough to do it, because I always love to see her up here. And I'm serious. It wasn't 10 minutes later, my phone rang and it came up, Reverend Karen. Here we go. So we caught up with each other a little bit, and then we got to talking about her doing this morning, and she gave me about 10 different reasons why, oh, she didn't want to call me and bother me, and la, la, la. And she finally got around to just coming out and asking me to do this, and I said, Reverend Karen, sure, I'll do this for you, but I got to tell you, Holy Spirit was working on me before you were, so. So with that frame of mind, let's start our worship this morning with a prayer, okay? Just breathe in and breathe out and relax into the service. Be fully present here. And God of all, we thank you for your presence with us this morning. We thank you for this chance to come together and worship and love each other. Be present with us. Open our hearts, our minds to receive your message so that we may live the way you would have us live. In your name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen. And I think now we have some music, right?
Love I feel inside is pure. crystal stream.
Today's daily word is power. My thoughts and words reflect my divine inheritance. When I listen to my inner conversation and recurring thoughts, I may hear fear-based limiting talk, or I may hear positive words encouraging me to live joyfully and confidently. The choice is mine. Through my divine gift of power, I take command of my thoughts and my life. I release thoughts of powerlessness, and as I do, my negative self-talk diminishes. I affirm my divine inheritance of faith, wisdom, understanding, and strength with my thoughts, words, and actions. The power to live a full life is mine. I embrace insights I've gained through experience. I own my mistakes without shame or embarrassment. I am eager to learn. I am willing to try new things and stretch myself. In power, I thrive. And from Proverbs 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruits.
So let's just take a minute to remember why we're here, right? With our vision and mission statements. With me together, our vision statement. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission. Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. I'm going to ask you to do something I haven't asked in a long time. Take just 30 seconds and think to yourself, what can I do this week to reflect this? And to help this church achieve it, so that when you leave the church, you are the church. So just take a moment. Thanks. I hope it goes well. Our unity affirmation is said by unity churches all around the globe, and it's absolutely perfect to follow the daily reading this morning, right? Because we all know there is turbulence in the world. There are things happening that are painful. It's not about what's happening. It's about where we place power, right? In our heads and in our hearts. So join me together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God, the good, omnipotent. And again, take just a moment to take that in fully. Only one power, one power. And now we're going to bless our youth. And again, I'm going to challenge you to do something just a little different. We always think about our kids and our family and our kids down the block and across the street and whatever. Here's what I want you to do. Think about some of the last few times you've watched the news and you saw youngsters in trouble. Youngsters doing things out there that do not reflect their Christ nature. I want you to hold them in your vision right now as we do our youth blessing, because they need our blessing. So let's put our hands together and get the energy and the love flowing together. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Okay, announcements. I won't go over all of it because you've got it all here. You can take it home with you and remind things. The only thing I want, or there's two things I want to mention. One is the book study on Zoom because it's ongoing. Jackie's facilitating it, so I know it's good. And you're welcome, right, to jump in? People can still jump in? Okay, so I wanted to mention that. The other thing I wanted to mention, Reverend Karen gave this to me. She wanted to be sure I mentioned it. Amazon Smile is going to discontinue its practice of donating back on February 20th. So if you have anything you're considering buying from Amazon, do it now, okay? Amazon Smile. All right. Just a little more music, please.
I was searching, I was looking for meaning. I was wondering, desperately trying, only to see I have nothing missing. Who said I have to find who I am? Who said that I am lost to begin? I'd always be starving for more affection, the wrong attention, only to feel like I am nothing. Who said I have to find who I am? Who said that I am lost to begin? Myself to believe I am valuable. was searching, I was looking for meaning. I was wondering, desperately trying only to see I have nothing missing.
Good morning. How wonderful to see everyone today. Wow. I just love coming here. My name is Jackie Compton. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to all of you online. An elderly Chinese woman walked a long way from her home to the stream every day in order to get fresh water. She placed a bucket on each end of a long pole and carried it across her shoulders. One of the buckets was in perfect condition and always delivered a full portion of water. The other had a hole in the side, causing water to leak out. At the end of the long walk, the bucket with the holes in it arrived only half full. The woman would make multiple trips to the stream and back every day, and she did this for 2 years. Of course, the perfect bucket was proud of its accomplishments and would brag to the imperfect bucket when no old woman wasn't around. But the damaged bucket was ashamed of its imperfection and miserable that it could only give half of what it expected itself to do. After 2 years of holding on to this guilt, self-bludgeoning, and feeling of bitter failure, the damaged bucket spoke to the old woman one day at the stream. And it said, "I am ashamed. These holes in my side cause the water to leak out. You work so hard, and I provide so little." The old woman smiled and replied, "Did you ever notice that there are flowers on your side of the path as we walk back home? I have always known about the holes in your side. So I planted flowers on your side of the path. Every day when we walk back home, you water those seeds and help them to grow. For 2 years, I have been able to pick beautiful flowers to decorate the table and give to neighbors. Without you being just the way you are, there would not have been this special beauty that I could share in our household and with others." The bucket had carried within itself this devastating shame that made it feel flawed, less than. The so-called flaw that the bucket saw in itself was really the avenue by which the woman, the caretaker, could use to bless herself, her neighbors, the flowers, the earth, and the bucket itself. So she was not discouraged by the extra trips that she made because she saw and appreciated that the bucket created as a result of this so-called flaw. So in reality, was there something wrong with the bucket? According to the bucket, yes, there's definitely something wrong. But according to the old woman, no, there was nothing wrong. Everything was in divine order. She did not judge the bucket by its appearance, but she used the bucket to bless everyone involved. The old woman saw that bucket with all of its holes, not as damaged as useless, but as a holy bucket with a capital H, a divine instrument by which God's abundance could spring forth, just like we spring forth, right? She saw the bucket as a vessel of love. The revealing word says that the word holy means spiritually whole. Holiness is wholeness in spirit, mind, and body. In this state of consciousness, man is aware of the all-prevailing glory of God. The word holy and whole are interchangeable. But the bucket could not see its own divine holiness until it became aware of its own shame and voiced it to the woman. And she responded with a divine truth, that the bucket was beautiful and valuable and perfect in her eyes. We are like that bucket. We may not see ourselves as a blessing because we compare ourselves to others and view ourselves with harsh judgment and criticism. The bucket compared itself to the perfect-looking bucket. In its mind, it did not measure up to the outside world's opinion, and it thought of itself as a failure. We may be viewing ourselves from the world's view, the world that believes in judgment, success, wealth, competition, keeping up with the Joneses, dog-eat-dog world, and rat-race mentality. Eric Butterworth, my favorite author, says, "We see things not as they are, but as we are in consciousness. When we see the wrongs of us, we are not seeing our holiness." The bucket suffered for 2 years with self-condemnation because it was not seeing rightly and did not realize that the very caretaker who carried it every day, who cherished it every day, saw the bucket not as flawed, but as a blessing, as the glory of God. Everything about us, is holy in the eyes of God. God is love. So how can God see any other way than the way God is? God carries us. God cherishes us. God sees no flaws in us. As we grow in consciousness, we begin to see things as they really are. We expand and integrate our wisdom, understanding, and love, and we see ourselves whole. When we can come to that acceptance, we understand that we have always been whole, complete, already perfect in essence. We then become a vehicle through which God can bless us and others with boundless abundance and satisfaction. Have you ever had a bucket experience? When I was young, there were some unwritten societal rules. It was acceptable for a boy or a man to be angry or assertive, but he could not cry. It was acceptable for a girl or woman to cry, but could not be angry or assertive. I tried to be the best person that I could be by following these rules, keeping fear, anger, and sadness inside me at all costs. But with each passing year, it was getting more and more difficult to do that. I had my first significant bucket experience in my late 30s. I fell into a depression, and they say that depression is frozen anger, and I think that it was true in my situation. I was overwhelmed with fear, hopelessness, and sadness, and anger. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was trying to be good, I just felt terrible. These unwanted feelings were digging my despair deeper and deeper, like a drill boring into the earth, creating a deep hole that I was at the bottom of. And I had to break this cycle, or I was going to die. In the midst of this black pit of despair, I felt totally alone, and I could not see my own holiness. I mustered the faith and prayed for an answer and was led to a counselor. She created a space for me to examine my feelings. I worked at feeling my feelings and moving through them. It was hard work. With the counselor's help, I faced the feelings that I had been avoiding. I examined my thinking, which revealed a lifetime of misperceptions, assumptions, and false beliefs. I realized that I had been living a life according to other people's rules and opinions and expectations. I had to become honest and authentic with myself and others for my holiness to be revealed to me. After all, isn't holiness really authenticity? Being who we are. In Mark 5:24, Jesus is in the midst of a large crowd pressing in on him. There was a woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. She had tried everything available, and she had spent all of her money on finding a cure. But there was no cure, and she was getting worse. She heard about Jesus, and she believed that if she could just touch his garment, she would be healed. In the midst of this large crowd, she reached out and touched his cloak from behind. Jesus felt his energy shift, and he immediately turned around and asked the crowd, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes?" Now, his disciples probably thought that that was a pretty stupid question, since there was a large crowd around him, and it could have been anyone, and more than one person may have been touching him. But Jesus looked all around to see who had done it. Now, back in that day, in that culture, a woman could have been put to death for touching a man without his permission. And she had definitely committed that crime. She could have said nothing, but she wanted to be healed. Despite her fear of possibly being put to death, she stepped forward in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told Jesus the whole truth. What a strong faith she had. Wow. Her intention was so strong, it drew power out of Jesus Christ's energy field surrounding his body. What audacity on this woman's part. I really like her. What courage. She confessed what she had done despite the possibility of death. She stood in her truth, as Vernetta would say. And Jesus, being himself a person of faith, audacity, and courage, responded, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." And she was immediately healed. This is a powerful story, isn't it? This woman who had given all that she had in order to resolve her condition knew in her heart that if she just touched Jesus' garment, she would be healed. But there was a huge risk involved, wasn't there? She knew the rules. She lived in the culture. She could have been executed because of that move. But her faith was so strong that she admitted her crime in front of a huge crowd of people who were probably judging her. And you know, some of those people, they probably carried stones in their pockets, right? Ready to stone people who weren't like them. She was authentic. Healing requires us to be authentic. Eric Butterworth wrote, quote, "God doesn't heal. God is life. Consciousness heals as it accepts the flow of life," unquote. That's a powerful statement. Notice in the story about the woman that Jesus did not heal the woman. Her own faith had healed her. Our faith, our consciousness, heals ourselves. But we cannot heal ourselves if we keep lying to ourselves, are thinking and acting in destructive ways, are hiding from ourselves. We are only as sick as our secrets. In order to recover from depression, I had to make a difficult choice. I had to take action. I had to move my feet. I was going to stay alive or I was going to die, but it was up to me what was going to happen. It was the same decision that the woman with Jesus made. Everyone must make this decision to stay alive. We exist, but are we really alive? I saw a counselor, changed my thinking, let go of my fears, and raised my consciousness. And a new space opened up inside of me. The woman who touched Jesus knew the truth. And when she claimed it, she created a space of healing within herself. Standing in our truth and mustering faith and courage from the deepest part of ourselves allows us to heal our deepest wounds. I think the space that we create inside of ourselves is heaven. What is heaven? Have you ever really thought about what heaven is? It's not a place in the sky, I don't think. Jesus Christ said heaven, the kingdom of God, is within you, within here, right in here. Heaven is the awareness of our oneness with God. It is an awareness. It is a state of being. It is a state of being real, authentic, unashamed, seeking, teachable, willing, open, faithful, grateful, and audacious. Healing is the integration of the discarded parts of ourselves. When we change our thinking and have faith and intention enough to step out and claim what we want, those 12 divine powers within us are activated. We possess all of the godly qualities that God exudes. Faith, strength, wisdom, love, power, imagination, understanding, will, order, zeal, release, and life. All wait in potentiality inside of us. Wait for us to awaken to who and what we are. Wait for us to develop honesty, courage, and authenticity. Using these traits, we become aware of our wholeness. We are already whole, just like the music said. We were created whole. We expand our consciousness to realize that we are one with ourselves, one with others, and one with God. We are all one, one energy, one love. When we remember our holiness, that we are divine extensions of the caretaker, God, we no longer feel alone, isolated, or separated. On the contrary, we feel alive, purposeful, and blessed. I think it would be safe to say that the woman's experience with Jesus was probably the most important event in her life. My bout with depression was one of the most blessed experiences in my life. I did see my emotions and depressions as a flaw when I was going through it, but once I examined them, I saw that they were a magnificent blessing because they brought me to a different place, a blessed place. As I accepted who I was and integrated that into myself, I saw myself as whole and complete, and I saw that God had been with me during that entire experience, every second, every breath. Because of that experience, God had become a real, living, accessible power in my life. God was no longer a word in a sacred book. God was a practical friend and guide, living inside me and all around me in a tangible and real manner. There is only one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, God, the good, omnipotence. And everything is always in divine order. Have you had a bucket experience? Have you struggled to claim your true self? Has God become real to you? Jesus Christ went into the wilderness to realize his sonship. It was a holy journey. It is our holy journey also to go into our own internal wilderness and to face our fears so that we can be free to be who we really are. Sorrow and joy are both partners in wholeness. If we are fully alive, we must learn to stand fully in our wholeness. When we see ourselves as whole, we tap into Spirit's magnificent power of healing and joy to transform our fear-based existences into fearless, faith-filled adventures. My prayer is that you may see yourself as God's bucket that is forever filled with love, joy, courage, and authenticity. And may your unbridled gratitude for these blessings sprout flowering beauty on everything and everyone on your path. So let's just take a moment for a little bit of meditation. So I'd like you to get practical, get comfortable. Take a few deep, slow breaths. Close your eyes if you wish, or focus on something in the sanctuary. Take a few deep breaths in, knowing that the air you breathe is the living breath of God. Take another breath in, then exhale the day's duties, the works you have already done, and the activities to come. Be present now with the presence. Let that all go from your consciousness so you can be present together as one energy, as one being, praying together with the intention of love and care. What a joyful thing to know that God is with us right now, right here, always. Within our minds and hearts, guiding us, encouraging us, whispering words of comfort and joy to us, seeing the holy in us, transforming our awareness of what we see as flaws and liabilities into joyous blessings for ourselves and others. We bathe in the wisdom that God, the good omnipotence, is always with us, whether we are in heavenly bliss or in the pit of despair. God is always with us as we open ourselves to our essence on our inner journey. No matter how far we stray or what we have done, God is our caretaker and loves us. God is the true treasure we seek. Let us get quiet as we contemplate our holiness that is in the midst of God's holiness in this quiet moment. As we return to the sanctuary, let us bring that feeling of love and peace with us so that love and peace pave our way as we go out today, using us as vessels of love to everyone we meet. Gracious, loving presence, we are so grateful for all that we have been given. We know that every event in our lives is a blessing, and we are truly blessed. Thank you for using us as a vessel of love, because we are the ones who are receiving buckets of love in return. Thank you, God. We are blessed. Amen.